Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. Giggle Pants and Rudo here as the Avs win 3-1 over the Arizona Coyotes.
Kale's no longer running this ship, guys.
Ending result feels about right. Kind of took a little bit of a road to get there, but yep.
You know, sometimes in life we do that, bud.
That's true.
You know, sometimes we take a circuitous path to the end result which we desire. But as long as we get there, it's all good.
Sometimes I feel like I'm taking the circuitous path to an end result I don't want. But
I mean, that's also life. That's way more common in life than the other one. way more common.
I would imagine so. We got a 60-second rundown here for you, though.
3-2-1, go.
First period, Avs started a little bit slow, but ultimately was the better team in the period. I think they kind of manhandled Coyote for the majority of it. They do get one goal on the power play out of that. Nathan MacKinnon is very good at shooting puck. Unfortunately, despite a solid period on the whole, the Avs make one mistake late, and they pay the price. Sam Girard falls down on the back check. 2-on-1, Clayton Keller, puck in your net. Story told many times before against the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah.
Second period.
That pairing has no luck. Sorry, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll get there. Second
You're
period.
Running it down.
Super sludgy period in the first half. Avs kind of took over the second half, but don't get anything to show for it. Kind of felt like it might be one of those nights where the Avs just can't get the puck to go, but they show up in the third period, they weather 5 minutes of Coyote hockey, and then they say, right, we're better, we're winning the game. They pick up two goals, one from K.O. McCarr, one from J.T. Comper, and the Avs win.
I love the term sludgy.
Yeah.
I think that's just going to be how I describe myself from now on.
You're just sludgy?
Sludgy. I like that. Sludgy.
I'm feeling sludgy today.
Yeah.
All right.
And then when I'm angry, I can be sludge fist.
Smash!
Exactly.
Look. At this point.
What is your deal?
She's just zapping everything out here.
Yeah, why are you so electric?
Static shock up in the At this point in the season, AJ, do you even really care how the bread gets made? Do you just want W's?
You do care a little bit.
Okay.
And I think one of the things that is encouraging about this is that, you know, that's a game. So playing against Arizona in general is a frustrating experience. They don't try very hard to score goals. They try and muck it up in the middle. They rely a whole lot on a goaltender that can stop the first shot. And then after that, who the hell
just
knows
chaos,
what's about to happen?
Yeah.
And so they just don't. They're just not like that. They're not a fun team to play against.
Yep.
They're not like your Chicago's, which want to play up and down but don't have the skill for it. So you just pound them into submission. Yeah. Not Arizona. Arizona playing the Coyotes. It's like crawling through a field of broken glass.
Yeesh.
And
you'll get through it, but it doesn't feel very
good.
Yeah,
exactly. When you get to the other side, you're just miserable and you don't like anything. But you got to where you wanted, and there was nothing circuitous about that. You just went straight through that field. That was the Avs. They just went straight through the field tonight. And instead of getting frustrated that they were doing all the right things and not getting the result, they just kept at it. They just kept hammering away at it. And, you know, that has to be a thing that you feel really good about just from a confidence.
Absolutely.
From a confidence perspective that, hey, you knew walking in, you're better this team, you should beat this team. It is the NHL. It doesn't always work that way. But they just kept at it, and once they got the second goal, they turned it up so much.
They lit the burner for sure. Yeah,
they turned it up so much that you were like, there's no way.
Yeah.
And then they got that the power play finish,
and that was it.
Yeah. Well, once it got to 3-1, you were just like, oh, this is curtains. And and Arizona never made a meaningful push.
They had
We will see a very different Coyotes in 2 days because the mullet magic is for sure a thing that exists. But they don't have any of that magic on the road, and none of their bullshit worked tonight. it was all unsustainable Coyotes crap. And as soon as
you take one card out, and the whole house comes down.
Exactly, yeah, exactly, man. As soon as they started feeling that kind of confidence.
Yeah,
they put Arizona in their proper place,
for sure. Which secretly Arizona, I guess not even that secretly, probably the result Arizona's front office preferred.
Yeah, I mean, Arizona screwed this up so badly that even if they lose every game for the rest of the year,
it's not enough. Yeah.
It won't be enough for them to feel comfortable come Lotto Day.
Yeah,
they are in the position they need a massive amount of luck to go their way.
Good luck to them.
A franchise that hasn't had any kind of luck ever.
That's true.
Has now put themselves in a position to be entirely reliant upon luck for its future. Way to go, guys.
It's tough.
Good stuff.
On the Avs side of this, I mean,
I did get the thing.
Look.
Thank you.
We say this.
She's gone.
All too often, but it's also just true. Your best players have to be your best players.
And you saw each team's best players on display tonight.
Yep.
You got what you expect out of those best players. Arizona's best players have shown that they are good enough to get you about a goal per game right now. Clayton Keller having an incredible season, humming along right around a point per game pace. And then all of Colorado's best players showed you why that they are Stanley Cup caliber players and not the best players on a team that is going to finish 26th.
And it's not just McKinnon and McCarr who we'll get to, but you have the auxiliary pieces around them. Multi-point night for Val. JT Comper gets the goal that buries the game, essentially.
Yep.
You have all of the pieces going enough. And, you know, I think at times McKinnon didn't play his A-plus game tonight. I think Mikko probably didn't even bring his B game tonight.
Only when the empty net showed up did Mikko, the fire was there, the PS, drive.
Should we have given King of the Game to the referee for blocking Miko's empty net goal?
Only if it was game 82 and the rest of this didn't matter, and that was what kept him from 50.
just a funny moment, but hilarious that that's the way that the end of this game played out, where Mikko doesn't get that goal.
Well, and then he doesn't get the goal awarded to him after on the penalty with the.
I mean, I understand how they wouldn't call that an imminent scoring threat, but
for sure.
Come on.
Yeah. If he doesn't interfere, all he has to do is just throw that puck into the net.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Tough night for Mikko, put it that way.
Yep.
And you know what? His play kind of maybe deserved a couple things not going his way there at the end.
For sure. But like, I'm not going to feel bad for Mikko Rantanen because he didn't like fall backwards into a multi-point night in a game he doesn't play well.
The other side of this conversation, AJ, you kind of already touched on it. Avs, clean, perfect sheet on special teams across the board tonight.
Not technically because of the last power play they don't score
on. Oh, did it expire? I thought they got it in.
No,
there.
I mean, they finished 2-for-3.
Oh, because the one game ending one. Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
All right.
Screwed that up.
So technically not a clean, perfect sheet.
But essentially a perfect sheet. You kill one penalty, and not only do you kill that penalty, but One, you should have scored on it, and then when you didn't score on it, it should have drawn a penalty shot on the subsequent breakaway.
Yeah. Where Cogliano gets it right on the hands.
You allowed, I believe they allowed 0 shots on goal while they had 3 of their own. I'd have to double check to make sure that's correct, but I'm pretty sure that's what I have. It was a 3-0 shots on goal.
The Avs definitely got 3. Did Coyotes get 1? I don't actually know. Yeah. But
I guess I'll check here in a second. Sure. But like, dude.
Dominance.
Like, you are having that conversation where you are talking about they just dominated special teams tonight.
And you look.
And you needed it because at 5-on-5, like you were having kind of that night. And
I mean, you say kind of that night, but this game was also this close to being a blowout, right?
It was very close to it being a blowout. But what I am saying is that you needed those goals.
That's true.
You win 3-1 in a game with 2 power play goals.
Go do your own show.
Yeah, go have pack therapy. Get out of here.
It's hard not to feel pretty content with this game.
Didn't have a shot attempt.
Jeez, that's bad.
Not even a shot on goal. They didn't have a shot on attempt. The Avs had 3 scoring chances, 3 high danger chances.
And one of them hit the post.
3 high danger chances in 2 minutes on the PK. And Arizona didn't manage a damn thing.
Yeah. So all praise to that penalty kill. All praise to the Avs power play as well. How good is Nathan MacKinnon's wrister?
It's quite good.
Top 50?
Yeah, I mean, somewhere in there, right?
It's not like top 10, top 20, I don't think. But
it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I can live with that. I'm good there.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's certainly good enough to give him 30 goals a year. it's not so good that he avoids the stretch where he shoots 6% for 2 months.
It's true.
He's also, I mean, a 10% shooter. Like, he's a fine shooter.
With, insanely high volume.
Yeah, his volume of it is what, like, his shot generation is incredible.
What are they talking about? Logo? Oh, because we use the old Arizona logo? Is that what they're mad about? That's fine.
Yeah, they keep being mad about it. Like, they put in the All-City Slack about the logo that they were going to use the Nordiques logo, and I was like, great, use Jets 1.0. Like, don't remember where you came. Don't forget where you guys came from.
I apologize that
don't apologize to them for shit.
When I Google Arizona Coyotes logo,
it's fine. That's the last time they had a logo when they were relevant. So
exactly.
You're good.
That's the one that comes up. So that's
well,
the one
that would
I
just
save.
Be an empty square.
No, they had that one magical run.
Yeah, 2012. It's true. Mike Smith.
Yep. That was about it.
I'm just saying. I'm in dunk mode tonight. So
well, yeah. Everyone's getting dunked on.
I just don't want to hear it from Arizona tonight.
Look. Is the Avs power play had already been moving at a pretty good clip? Is Cale Makar coming back really that big of a difference for it?
10 straight games with a goal.
Yep.
With the power play goal.
And like, Makar missed the last 3.
Right.
So.
But the difference there is, I guess you go 2 for 3 instead of 1 for 3.
Yeah. Like, technically 1 better. Yeah.
Like, Makar just is the difference in everything.
Hard to disagree with
Look,
that
man,
take.
If you guys had tanked properly, PD, the Coyotes could be talking about winning next year with Connor Bedard in between Clayton Keller and who cares?
With Logan Cooley behind him?
Yeah, Logan Cooley behind him with Lawson Krause and Matias Michelli, who's not winning the Calder, by the way. Sorry, guys.
Who you got?
Beniers. He's been the best rookie. He's played meaningful minutes. Like
I don't disagree.
Watching Matias Michelli power play merchant it up at the end of the season is not moving that needle for me.
I would have a hard time picking against Beniers. I would put it that way.
I mean, in 10 games, you could like something crazy could
of
happen.
Of course.
But
you never know. But
all things being considered, Matty Beniers is playing a meaningful role on a playoff team. And he's your highest scoring rookie. Like, it's the easiest. Just do that. I love Matias Michelli, though. Whew. Didn't notice him tonight.
Not at all.
Kept waiting.
Yeah.
Every time he got the puck, I was like, oh, God. And he didn't do anything.
And this is where I don't want to call it the sleeper part of the Avs getting healthy in this game. But you got a totally serviceable game out of Eric Johnson and Jack Johnson. Was there a single shift where you were had a little pucker factor with them on the ice? It felt fine all night.
No, really. And if Sam Girard doesn't fall down,
right,
their one goal may not even happen.
Yep.
Like, he loses his footing, and you're talking about an Arizona team that created four high danger chances at 5v5.
That is nothing.
You did not have a defensive problem tonight.
Yep.
You had they made one
critical error. Yeah.
One mistake, and it's a guy loses his footing.
Yep.
More than a bad read or a bad execution.
Just falls over.
He falls down and it creates the chance.
But sometimes you gotta channel that Curtis McDermott, all right?
And fall down?
Yeah.
I was wondering if I was like, is there a second part to this?
The falling down part, yeah. But
yeah, that creates the goal that they score.
Yep.
And Georgiev makes some great saves along the way.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple early in the game that he makes big saves on.
Mm-hmm.
But that second half of the game, this was very reminiscent of the last game that they played in Denver, where as that game went on, the Avs kept getting better and better and better, and Arizona just went away quietly. There was no spunk. There was no plucky upstart. There was no... They just went away. And as soon as the score changed, it was done. Like, that team, they just went away.
Yep. And
which is not something they do super often. I've watched enough of their games.
They do fight back usually.
They don't just disappear into games nearly as often as you would think for a bad hockey team.
Well, sometimes the
testament to their coaching staff too.
Yeah. Like, oh, totally.
And their leadership group
to keep it going out there for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I really feel pretty darn comfortable with this game for Colorado. Sure, you'd have loved them to put one in the net a little bit earlier in the game than they scored relatively early once. But underlying, you're pretty fine with how this game
went. Well, and like, you look at throughout that game, you are talking about, like, Nichushkin and like hits the post. Yeah, Makar hits on the wraparound. McKinnon hits a post.
Yeah, a lot
Andrew
of
Andrew Cogliano
this
gets hooked on a breakaway where he should have a penalty shot. Like, you are absolutely talking about a game that
could have easily been 6-1.
Could have gone the same way 20 minutes earlier.
Yep. I mean, I used to love John Gibson.
Yeah, we were big John Gibson fans when he was good.
Yeah. he's not as good as he was, though.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Made worse by the environment that he's in, but also, look at Chroma Velka. Chroma Velka's outplayed John Gibson in just as bad a situation.
Yeah, arguably. Probably not worse, but just very bad situation still. It's there are guys like that every year. Darcy Kuemper played fine in Arizona.
Yeah.
With a terrible team in front of him.
Yeah.
Gibson we don't know. If Gibson ends up going to a different team and finds his form, great.
Yeah.
But he's not played the way he was playing 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you are now talking about 4 years of this.
Yeah. On that note, we are brought to you by the amazing people over at DraftKings Sportsbook. You can use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. When you bet $5 over there, you can get $150 in free bets when you do it. So you get $150 to play with. Just mess around. You don't even have to get your bet correct. You just get the $150 to go bet on things. Got the McKinnon goal. Got the Makar goal tonight.
Yeah.
If that's what you were betting on. Mm-hmm. Got a pretty easy Avs win, but again, you're not making a ton of money on the Avs. You might want to go find other things to bet on.
You need a parlay at that point. Yeah. You need to bet on all of them happening in order to start making money. Certainly in Arizona on Sunday and then in Anaheim on Monday.
Hey, look, maybe you go bet on the March Madness tournament. I'm sure somebody cashed on San Diego State today. So
hell yeah.
Alabama, say goodbye. I'm here for that take all day. All day
Houston
with that
goes
one.
Down too, so all the ones are out.
For the best. makes the tournament way more interesting when it's not all chalk. Especially when it's not rock chalk. But
hey, man. You can't make me feel bad a year after
I know,
chip.
I know.
You know, had they lost the 16-1, I would have felt bad. They didn't. It's all good.
Yeah, that was someone else's problem this year.
Yep. It's all good, man.
Either way, whoever you're rooting for, whoever you're betting on, go over to DraftKings, download their app today. You must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See the show notes down below for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And it's all Boyd in Ohio. Also, brought to you by the wonderful people over at Bacchus and Shanker. Have you tried to play a hockey puck and it rode up into your ear and smashed your face in like Devon Taves? Press 222-2222 to get Bacchus and Shanker.
I hope he does.
That'd be funny. It'd be good times. They are great at what they do, and that is helping people who are injured and not at fault get the money that they deserve. Whether it's in a car accident, whether you were, even if you weren't driving, if it was a rideshare situation, if you're on one of those scooters around Denver and somebody hit you, if you're at work and you were injured, they got you covered. They'll go out there, they'll take care of you. Most importantly, essentially for free. You get a consultation from them, costs you nothing. If they think you have a case, they'll take it on. It costs you nothing. You don't pay them anything until you win your case. So literally no money comes out of your pockets to these guys.
Until money's already going in.
Right. It's just some of the money coming in doesn't go in. Yeah, like, exactly. Nothing comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's really not even like paying them with your money.
Exactly.
Paying them with the money that you earned by getting rocked.
Well earned, I suppose. Yeah. They've been doing it for over 25 years, and they've won over $1 billion for their clients in that time. So they know
That's
a little something
so much
about
money,
it.
Man.
It like I really do think team. In the modern era, people throw the word billion around pretty loosely.
Yeah.
That's 90 after that number, man.
So much money. You could not even spend that money if you tried.
Genuinely. I couldn't spend a tenth of that money.
Like
if
you
I
would
tried.
Have to like you'd have to be like, hey, I'm buying like $100 million houses and
yeah,
shit. Like
right.
You'd have to do something
absurd.
Yeah. You would have to put real work into it.
Either way.
No.
Don't waste
no,
$1 billion.
No. Now we're digging in on this logo thing because you guys are upset about it.
They are big mad, yeah.
I mean, the hockey season hasn't gone the way they wanted to, so they got to pick a fight they think they can win. You're not winning it. We're keeping this logo forever.
ColoradoLaw.net, if you don't want to press the 2 number to see Bacchus and Shanker. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche
Forever.
Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I don't even think that, like, their old logo is perfectly fine. Why are you so upset about it?
What?
The old logo.
I just
don't get it.
I don't either.
Like, if someone used the Avs' third jersey logo instead of their main logo, I'd be like, okay.
Okay, who cares?
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. Second period of this game, AJ. It did feel like the Avs moved in the right direction as the period went on.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there enough killer instinct there? Are you comfortable? Like, you mentioned the turn up after they score the second goal.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to see that flip switch earlier in the game?
No, I don't feel like they lacked that. I feel like the only part of the game that I'm going to nitpick is the beginning of it.
Okay.
Where
it was a slow start for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, where it was not right out of the gate. It was not great. But when they scored the goal, they kind of took over the game. Arizona gets the goal back, but that was it. Really, they struggled to generate any scoring chances for the rest of the game.
Genuinely.
So when you talk about a killer instinct, like what it just they tightened the screws, and they dared Arizona to try and beat them to make a play. Arizona doesn't have the horses to make that play.
Yep.
Certainly against how Colorado can play team defense, Arizona does not have the guys to do it. And their best scoring chance, Clayton Keller puts wide.
Yep. Well, then,
and you're talking about Clayton Keller's having an unbelievable year. He scores the one goal, right?
Yep.
How hard is it to score goals in the NHL that you need multiple chances? Nathan MacKinnon has 6 shots a night.
Yep. It's tough out here.
Sometimes scores one, sometimes scores two, sometimes scores zero.
Occasionally scores three.
Yeah. And like, so it's about, I mean, it takes a volume of chances in order to win hockey. I mean, we look at the end of every night. The Avs have 9 high danger chances at 5v5. Like, it takes chances.
For sure.
And when you limit Arizona to basically, here's one. All right, we'll see you in 19 minutes. Here's one. Okay, here's one. You have a power play. You don't even get a shot attempt.
Well, and I'm going to sidetrack the point you're getting at a little bit, but credit to Alexander Georgiev for keeping himself in the game when the occasional one does come. Mm-hmm. Did he look 100% on tonight? No, I don't think so. But he was making the saves that he needed to.
Yeah. So. I mean, I once again, you're looking at him and you're saying, what more are you asking? The one goal that he gives up is a partial, like, mini Clayton Keller breakaway.
Yep.
Guy was 30 goals this season. Like, all right.
Sometimes they beat you.
Yeah, and I've always said, look, if you're going to give up, if a goalie's going to give up one goal, I don't care if it's a good goal or a soft goal or whatever.
If it's just one, who cares?
If you limit it to one, no matter how many shots on goal, even if that's the only shot on goal that you face the entire game, you keep that thing to one, you've done your job. You've given your team a chance to win.
Sifting through this lineup, I don't think there are very many negatives to take out of this game. Yeah. Obviously, the one goal, just don't fall over.
Score a goal, Alex Newhook.
Yeah, that's where I was
going. Come on,
man.
Yeah. Come on, you had so many chances tonight. Put that thing in.
Grade A ones, too. A couple of which he didn't even hit the net on, and you're saying, come on. You need a little something better than what you got there. Not
Definitely.
Deserves credit for being in positions to create those plays.
And being part of the creation of the offense that led to those things. Like, it wasn't like he was just dilly-dallying around. It was like, oh, grade A scoring chance. It fell into my lap. Don't mind if I put this 6 feet wide. Like, it was not that case.
But you do need to score.
Yeah.
The production has to come at some point.
Yeah. God, I'm tired. Sorry. You need more.
Yep.
You just need a little bit more there. And because look, Kel McCarr has 12 points in his last 5 games.
Which is ridiculous. But he
in
does.
His last 5 games.
Yeah. There's a couple.
Obviously, he missed a couple games in there. But I'm just saying, like, Nathan MacKinnon is on a crazy point streak. I don't even remember how many games.
It's 11 games with tonight.
He's up to 93 points on the season. We were like, he got to 85 with 15 to go.
We're like, can he do it?
And we were like, look, he just needs to be point per game for the last 15 games.
Been
like
double that.
Yeah, and now you are 11 to go, and he has 7 points left. Like, the guys that have stepped up for you and have driven this bus have been your dudes.
What? So here's,
they're the guys that you have given your money to, guys that you have built your roster around and made long-term commitments to. That includes a Val Nichushkin, who was fantastic tonight.
This is
fantastic.
It wasn't just the top guns while MacKinnon and McCarr did pop off.
Yeah.
Not only does Val get a multi-point night, but I think he was kind of the shining star of, look at all the little things Val Nichushkin did right tonight.
He was so good. All the things that you love about Val, fully on display.
Yep.
It was 100% the Val Nichushkin experience.
Yep, you got the whole thing.
Couple of really close calls with him trying to score goals, including that breakaway where he hits the post. He cleanly has. Vemelka's swimming. Has no idea what
it's cleanly
Nuke
beat.
Is doing.
Cleanly beat.
Yep. Ends up off the post.
If it doesn't go, it doesn't go. You can't win them all.
Yep.
But
yep.
And this is credit up and down the lineup in this game. It was a close game. The Avs didn't get the goals to go the way they want. You get late in the third period, you still have Logan O'Connor cannonballing in on the forecheck. You still have guys getting in deep and creating chaos. There was no real lapse from Colorado. Again, slow start maybe.
Yeah.
But once it got up and running, they were solid all the way through.
Yeah.
And you know, the game ebbed and flowed. There was a push from Arizona at the start of the third period, but the Avs handled it. Really hard to nitpick when they play like that.
Dude, it's really hard.
So.
You look at the way that they've played against bad opponents. They've been taking care of that business.
Yep.
I mean, obviously the Pittsburgh game was disappointing.
Of course. You wanted better there.
Yeah.
But
and you don't want to repeat that next week against Minnesota.
Yep.
You have Minnesota and Dallas next week. That's next week's problem. We won't worry about that right now. Right now they are 90 points and they are continuing to put that pressure on both Minnesota and Dallas. You got to keep winning.
Yep. And look, the Avs, you would love to see them go on another 6-7 game winning streak here, right? In theory, that's what this should be the start of when you look at their roster, at their schedule that's remaining.
Yep.
Yes, you have Minnesota and Dallas coming up, but a good first step. Now you look ahead to Arizona on Sunday, where you want to go out and do it again, essentially. I get it. Mullet, different conversation. But if you play quality underlying hockey consistently, you'll get the results.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're just better than the Coyotes. And if you play the if they play the way that they did tonight on Sunday, they'll win that game too.
Just so you know, we have a big thing of Jaeger in the fridge now.
I wasn't sure if it was chilled or not.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Shout out to our guy Adam for
appreciate you, Adam,
hooking us up
big time.
Yeah, with multiple booze options for winter shots.
Yep.
Yes, but for today, as long it's as it's Fireball,
that's fine. As long tequila. As it's not tequila.
Well, yeah. Tequila for me.
Gross.
Gross.
Colorado
just win. This felt very businesslike for Colorado, how I would put it.
Yeah, and really, you go back to the Chicago game.
Yep.
The beatdown against San Jose. I mean, we're talking like a handful of games now where
they've shifted into that time of the year.
We have talked about, you know, you have an easy schedule, make life easy.
And that's what they've done for the most part.
A really good job of that.
So, very hard to complain. Let's do these winner shots. Thank you for the 100 likes, chat. We appreciate it.
Cups over here.
You're kind of stacking them up, aren't you?
Dude, it looks like my nightstand.
Dr. Dubs.
Dr. Dubs.
And in honor of Dr. Dubs, look, man, our king of the game, on any given night, he's the best player in the world.
He's a fireball.
He is a fireball. Cale Makar comes back. He only missed a couple games, but a three-point night for the king.
You know, the Avs were like Big Mario. And then Cale Makar showed up.
Fire Mario.
And now they are Fire Mario.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
Get out of here.
Tied it all together.
Get out of here.
Tied it all together, suckas.
He just does things that other people can't.
Yep. Like 12 points in 5 games.
And you watch his shifts, even on the ones where he doesn't produce points. Dude's ankles are in the 5th row.
Yeah.
Repeatedly.
The guy just makes life so miserable
on
opposing defenses. Like, it just sucks to try and play against that guy.
Nobody
I've
wants
never done it,
it
but I've sure watched guys who make a lot of money give it a whirl. It doesn't go well, man.
If you're the forward assigned to covering that guy, are you just like, nah, man, forget it?
You're like, every time he shifts his weight, I was like, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. I'm not going to try and cover you. I'm not going to try and move. I'm straight up just going to hand this off.
Bro, just skate around me.
Like, let me I'll take like a stride with you down the wall, and then I'll be like, take that guy, and I'll just take the forward that comes out. Like, I would rather mess with Nathan MacKinnon at the blue line than Cale Makar about to do something to me that's not going to feel very good.
Shouldn't be available for free.
Yeah, straight up. Like, dude, it just has to be miserable.
Truly. And I get it's Arizona. I get it's a team you're expecting to dominate against. But how quickly the defensive pieces fall back into place with Cale Makar and Eric Johnson. And the Avs D makes it look easy to get going the right direction.
Yeah, and I know that there's some consternation over Byram and Girard. And I went and looked up during the game what their season numbers were. And they're not great.
Sure.
Like, your expected goals percentage is, like, 48.
Yep.
That's not great, but their actual goals for percentage as a pairing
is quite good.
It's 30. They're getting rocked.
That's really bad.
They have an 85 on ice save percentages, apparently.
Oh, that's bad. That's 85, a bad save percentage.
So you were talking about, are they giving up more quality chances than they should?
Yes.
Well,
are they giving up some scoring chances and some opportunities here and there? Yes. Are they doing it at a significantly higher rate than everybody else? No. Are they just watching all of them go into the net? Yes.
Well, and
I am having a conversation with myself.
I know this isn't the answer that people want to hear to this question.
Yeah.
But you get Josh Manson back, and they're just not together anymore.
Yeah, and then you have left, right, and you break it up however you want.
Yeah.
But also knowing that in a game, in a game when you get into the postseason where if you wanted to at any point,
yep,
Byram and Gerard have spent enough time together that they'd be comfortable, you could do it. Whether or not you agree with it or whatever just doesn't matter. But that would be a comfort thing for the coaching staff. If they get into a game, they're trying to protect a one-goal lead. You know, I wouldn't love Manson Johnson together, but we already saw they started doing it this year.
It's true.
And that versatility and that opportunity for them to kind of create that. Like, talk about Josh Manson, Eric Johnson on a third pairing. It's miserable to play against in its own way.
It's a real good third pairing also. Yeah,
because like Josh Manson will just straight up eat your heart. Right out of your chest.
Kalima!
Like, there's not even, like, he's not going to try and cut it out. He's not going to try and do anything. He's just going to straight up, like, start chewing. Just
chew through your rib cage.
He will chew through your rib cage to get to your heart if it means getting him closer to a Stanley Cup. Again. Like, that's the kind of, like, Josh Manson sucks to play against. Brutal.
Yeah.
And Eric Johnson is not a walk in the park. He's not as mean as Josh Manson.
But he's still a gigantic human being.
Late career Eric Johnson has way more sandpaper than prime Eric Johnson.
And that boy thick. Like,
yeah, like, he's big. This is going to sound weird, but he's big everywhere. Like, like, he is tall, but he also is thick boy.
I mean, he weighs like 230,
he's
right?
Sludgy.
Like, he's sludgy.
No, like, he sucks to play against.
Life is pain when you have to play against those guys.
Yeah. And you're talking about blocking shots. You're talking about fighting in front of the net. You're talking about board battles being miserable. Everything sucks when those guys are on the ice. Then you throw in, like, Devon Taves with a pin or Cale Makar just, lifts your stick and dances.
Yep.
You know, he goes 90 feet the other way, and you're just like, what the hell happened here? You know, does Sam Girard or Bo Byram do any of the number of things that they're capable of doing?
Yep.
And I mean the good things.
Wicked breakouts, spinnies, one-timers, you name it. They're all good. Trust it.
Yeah.
The same way you should trust Shady Rays the way AJ does to keep him from getting migraines.
Yep. They have actually been, I can't even tell you what a godsend they've been. Just trying to keep with the studio. And obviously, like, I just steal Tiff's glasses during shows. She just gives them to me.
But they work.
Yeah,
genuinely.
I have my own, and hers are just better. Because I can comfortably wear hers over mine.
Your glasses. Let's go. If you need some sunglasses, Shady Rays is the place to get them. They have tons of different options for everyone. They even have ski and snowboard goggles, if that's your thing.
Definitely.
They have different polarizations. If you're a super turbo nerd like me, you can even get blue light filtering ones.
Hell yeah.
Options for everyone. Go check them out. As the music gets turned to 12 out here.
Yeah, and what is this?
There you go. Like, that's
what,
a little,
is this like
music
that you would hear at JCPenney's? Like, what the hell?
Go to Shady Rays. You can go to their website or their physical location at the Park Meadows Mall. When you use the DNVR code, you get two glasses, 50% off. That's essentially buy one, get one free when you buy two sunglasses. Jump on it at ShadyRays.com today. Use the DNVR code. Once you got your glasses all set up, make sure the rest of you is looking good because you're going to want to wear your glasses out on the golf course. So go get pins and aces.
I wasn't sure if this was pins and aces or Roman.
You never know.
Because it was, I want to make sure the rest of you is looking good. And I'm like, all right, this is either pins and aces and we looking good on the golf course or a pseudo Manscaped read where, you know,
nah, the Roman read would have been like, if you want to wear your sunglasses at night, in the bedroom.
Why do you need the in the bedroom? Just at night.
I mean, if you're banging in the streets, that's on you, all right?
Oh, man, that is... A gross way to put that.
Anyway.
Banging in the street.
This is Pins and Aces.
That's what I have to deal with, Tiff.
Go over to Pins and Aces. Oh, you don't have to do any of those things. You can wear a nice polo shirt. You can get one of our amazing golf hats. The beautiful golf towel that we often give away at our raffles, which I gotta get one. Yeah. I always forget to pick one up. Yeah. They're such nice towels.
They're so cool. They're gonna use them for golf, but
oh, totally. It's gonna hang on my stove.
Like, I was gonna say, I was like, it'd be perfect for like washing dishes.
Yeah, exactly. You can get all those things. You can get their beer sleeve, which goes right in your bag, helps you carry your beers onto the golf course. Tons of options with Pins and Aces, the official golf apparel merchandiser of DNVR. Go check them out. Use the DNVR code. Is it 10 or 15% off? I forget what the percentage off is. I'm sorry, Pins and Aces, but you get a good chunk of change off with the DNVR code. So go check it out at Pins and Aces. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, they go in, they take care of business. They capitalize on their opportunities. We talked about McKinnon. We talked about Makar. They're just really good.
That's a good way to put it. They're just really good, man.
You've seen...
That'll be a title of Studs and Duds tonight.
They're just really good.
They're just really good.
You've seen some level of consistency with JT Compher's production.
Yep.
AJ, I know you've expressed concerns about some of those underlying numbers.
Yeah.
Is it getting better, or are you just kind of living in this middle ground?
No,
JT?
I do think it's gotten better, and I'll tell you why I think it's gotten better, and it's Lars Eller.
That can't hurt.
Because the Avalanche went from having a third line, which was had its moments.
Sure.
With Cogliano, Newhook, and Logan O'Connor.
Yep.
Like, there were moments there. But when Lars Eller showed up, they had a true... Where we can use this as a shutdown option.
Yep.
Where they didn't have to consistently try to
take some of that load away from JT.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't necessarily have to put JT Compher into situations where he's spending all game going up against Sidney Crosby or Evgeny Malkin.
Yeah.
They can sneak that guy out there for some shifts against bottom six lines. And you when you're using your second line, in that way, like you want to be able to take advantage of bottom six lines on the other team, and having the Cogliano, Lars Eller, Logan O'Connor, like that combination there, and the defensive responsibilities that they've taken on, where they do take on a heavy share of the defensive load from your top six, like it really alleviates some of that pressure from JT Compher to have to do on
all
both
of
ends,
it, yeah.
On both ends, where JT Compher, he's really just kind of overmatched in that job alone. But with the guys around him and with the way that Colorado can utilize Lars Eller as that chess piece, which is what we've seen in the regular season, how this goes in the playoffs, in my opinion, determines whether or not they are a serious repeat contender.
I agree with this for sure.
Or if they get beat quickly, because Lars Eller, the Lars Eller line, whatever the exact combination ends up being, if guys get healthy, we'll see. But Lars Eller has to be used against one of the top six lines or one of the top six forward lines.
At least
lines
sometimes, yeah.
Against an opposing team on a consistent basis. And then JT Compher and his line mates should split the rest of that.
Well, and
that's where we're seeing Compher have success. Picking up a point here and a point there. That line has now contributed goals in a number of games in the last couple, in the last week.
Yeah.
Like, you are starting to really see it kind of click with, it's not working at an incredibly high level all the time, but it's still effective throughout the game. Very rarely are they just getting rocked.
Well, and I think
Pittsburgh,
part of
that,
for sure. But I think part of what helps that, regardless of the actual numbers, the Avs look at Lars Eller and see someone that they trust to take D-zone faceoffs.
Yeah.
I know we're not super big guys on faceoffs, but JT Compher was taking a massive amount of those faceoffs for Colorado.
Lars Eller has really helped alleviate some of that job.
Yep. So it's the Avs are finding ways to, I'll say, use Compher more effectively. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, and I think that it's not like they unlocked some magical secret with right. how to use JT Comfer. They got Lars Eller in. They found an area where Lars Eller can help them.
Yep.
And since then, they have experienced quite a bit of success shutting down top lines using Eller. Where you're concerned is, like what Pittsburgh did the other day, JT Comfer handled his Crosby and Malkin matchups just fine. Lars Eller got crushed.
Yeah, he got kind of murdered.
He got crushed. And that they are not, I mean, nobody's built to be able to handle one line getting absolutely dominated every night. Yeah. Ask Arizona. So that's, you know, it's just, that's hard. It's hard to win when you have a line that goes out there and.
But, I mean.
You know, it's like watching the Nuggets bench unit, what, you know?
Well, and when you look at one game sample sizes, like, those things happen some
yeah.
nights.
Yeah, in a one game sample, okay, whatever. But when you look at how Lars Eller has been since getting to Colorado and the success that he has had, shutting down top lines, like one and two Cs from other teams, it's made life a lot more palatable for JT Comfer as the 2C.
Yep, 100%.
Like, you agree. Can easily argue they needed to go out and get a 2C, but going out and getting a legit, like, good quality 3C has helped that job in its own way.
Okay, we got one super chat here. $10 from Brad, who says, this is for sending some love Gibson's way, operant conditioning at its finest. appreciate the $10.
Yeah, it's a weird thing that you're obsessed with, but if you give us $10 every game, I'll say I love John Gibson every game. It's fine.
Math's not that complicated on that one. Yeah,
for real. I mean...
Anything you wanted to touch on extra here, AJ?
No, Colorado's players are just better than Arizona's players. Certainly at the top of the roster.
Yep.
And those guys made the difference tonight.
Sometimes hockey's simple.
Yeah. Arizona can't go punch for punch for punch for punch for punch for punch. And that's what the Avs did. It was a bludgeoning
they
once again.
They just keep punching. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Before we do get out of here, I do want to remind you guys, Monday, March 27th, we are doing a fundraising event here. If you can't make it, you can also donate to the GoFundMe for Luis Garcia. Unfortunately, passed away an East High School student due to some gun violence. Obviously a terrible thing, and that sucks. But the least we can do is at least try and be there for his family and help the people that are still here. So we're going to try to do our best for that. The fundraiser happens here at the bar on the 27th. 10% of all proceeds from the revenue will go to Luis's family. A kid was an extremely hard worker, often going to work after school to help make his family stay afloat. So make sure you guys are helping out the community. We're trying to do our best to help someone in need here and obviously pay respects to Luis. So please come on down for March 27th. Or hit up the GoFundMe and show some support. We would really appreciate it if y'all do that.
Yeah.
So thank you to those that do.
Just about a community lifting itself up.
Exactly. Got to take care of each other. On that note, we are going to end the show, though. We appreciate all of you hanging out with us, enjoying the game, and supporting the community in any way that you can. So we appreciate all of you. We are off tomorrow, but we'll be back for the game Sunday, of course, the matinee. We hope to see you there, and we will talk to you on the next one.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Olmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.